Heavenly Father, as we begin this Lent, we give you thanks and praise for your patience and mercy, and for your always calling us away from slavery to freedom as children of God. So we pray as we begin this journey that the Holy Spirit strengthen each one of us in our own personal plan to experience more freedom and joy. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, here we are again. Lent is beginning, and Lent is all about moving away from slavery to freedom. Even the office of readings today, that was really the theme that I picked up, that God wants us to be free. And, you know, the devil is a liar. That's one of his titles in John 10. He's a robber, a liar, a thief. He comes to rob and steal, to murder and destroy. And he's very active in our world today. And we see signs of this just turning on the nightly news, the destruction of the family, the violence, graffiti, just all the disorders and chaos we're having. And the Lord is telling us that we're never going to have peace in our world without him unless we turn back to God and repent. So repentance is a grace and a gift that we get to repent and that we're not stuck. And think about the hope you bring to somebody when you share with them when they've made a series of really poor choices and they feel stuck. And a lot of times it's because they've had trauma in their life. When you tell them that God wants to help them find a way out and to find freedom and a new way of life, there's nothing more great we could do than to realize that we have the power through the good news of the gospel, through the power of Jesus Christ, to help people who are oppressed by the devil. So Lent is not about just, you know, doing things to show that we can do things, you know, self-works where empty works, as the office of reading said today, but growing in love of God and love of people. So here's some things that I kind of want to highlight as far as Lent, and these are personal for me too. Lent is the time to examine our lives. You know, what needs to change in my life? What is robbing me of happiness and joy right now? And then asking God and the power of the Holy Spirit to help me make changes. And they're usually small steps. You know, we didn't get somewhere by taking a big leap, but little by little we kind of moved away from God, from charitable practices and being a good Catholic. And so what are some ways that God wants to liberate me in my life so that I can experience more joy and be free to serve him better and not be distracted? And all of us have to look at ourselves. We can't tell other people they can change if we don't change ourselves, right? It's not very convincing. And I was thinking about that. You know, nowadays people get really defensive when they're called about something, or, you know, it's not my fault, it's somebody else's fault. And about David, when he had this horrible fall with Bathsheba, and Nathan had to bring it up to him, you know, you didn't need to be accountable for this. You had a man killed and you committed adultery. Instead of getting all self-righteous, he said, "You're the man, I'm the man. I did that and I repent and I'm sorry for that and I want to change." He's the author of that psalm you just heard, one of the most hopeful psalms in the Bible, Psalm 51, "Give me back again the joy of salvation." That's what we want, right? But it starts with us looking at ourselves and realizing that God wants to help us. He's on our side. One thing I really want to pay attention to, especially since it's my last Lent here, is being more sensitive to people and recognizing how technology and a lot of our society just makes us dead to being present to people. You know, I talked to a father a while ago, and he has a flip phone. I said, "I thought those were all in museums." And he said, "Well, this is for my family. I don't want to be picking up the phone all the time and taking time away from them, but I want to be present to them. So I don't want to have one of those smartphones you're always tempted to look at and be distracted from the people in front of you." Brilliant. Brilliant idea, right? So who, and even in our family, is there somebody in our family that's being neglected or not, whose needs are not being met? I remember I went to a conference with a priest, Father Jonathan Morris. He since has left the priesthood. He did it properly and got laicized and talked to his superior and everything. But I took my mom down to the RE Congress in Anaheim maybe 5-6 years ago. And he talked about his most younger brother. He just said he's completely cut off the entire family. And said, "You know, I never felt that anyone acknowledged me when I was growing up." And he was just a really sad testimony. And he doesn't even know where he lives now because he just felt so hurt and ignored. That can happen in our families too. It can happen in our workplaces. So let's make an effort to be a little more nice and present to people. I was on the phone the other day with a government agency and on hold, and then I got cut off and I called back again. And I was so tempted to share my frustration. I just heard the words, be nice, it's not her fault. So I was nice for once, working on that. Lastly, be joyful. Father Scanlon, Michael Scanlon, always said repentance leads to joy. And people need to see that our practices make us more free and happy, or they're not going to be drawn to us at all. You know, don't be gloomy like the hypocrites, right? So, you know, when I was joking about the confirmation class this last year, and when I looked up, not a single person was smiling or looked happy at all. I mean, they'd rather be passing a kidney stone or something. And I say that sarcastically, but deep inside, it grieves me terribly that they don't know the joy of the Holy Spirit. And they're so unhappy, and many are depressed and suicidal. Our young people, they're just being lied to like crazy by the devil. And here God is offering this wonderful gift of the Holy Spirit, and they're not buyers. They weren't interested. We need to be interested, amen? We need more joy in our church. We need more joy in the Holy Spirit. So Lent is about letting go of things that rob us of joy and taking the things that God gives us so that we can love God and love people. Amen? Let me just end with a passage from, this is from St. Clement, a very, very old saint in the church, and this was the Office of Readings, about repentance as a gift. Under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the ministers of God's grace have spoken of repentance. Indeed, the master of the whole universe himself spoke of repentance with an oath. As I live, says the Lord, I do not wish the death of the sinner, but his repentance. He added this evidence of his goodness. House of Israel, repent of your wickedness. Tell the sons of my people, if their sin should reach from heaven to earth, if they are brighter than scarlet and blacker than sackcloth, you need only turn to me with your whole heart and say, Father, and I will listen to you as a holy people. In other words, God wanted all his beloved ones to have the opportunity to repent, and he confirmed this desire by his own almighty will. That is why we should obey his sovereign and glorious will and prayerfully entreat his mercy and kindness. We should be suppliant before him and turn to his compassion, rejecting empty works and quarreling and jealousy, which only lead to death. This is about moving from slavery to freedom. Amen.